fairly cheaply.
Amen. And I like a bass when somebody comes in. Amen. Brother Joe likes a little company, man. Amen. The more I get, the better I like it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I want to see what the Lord has for us this morning. In Psalm 62, very beautiful passage of Scripture. David is writing here by the Spirit of God. Amen. Everything that's written, amen, the Word of God, written over the course of some 4,000 years. Amen. 40 authors. Amen. And not one contradiction anywhere to be found. You imagine that? That many years, that many authors, and not one contradiction anywhere in Scripture. Amen. You get two people in a room for 10 minutes. Hello? Guess what? You're going to have contradiction. Amen. But God had a book wrote. Amen. Because He's the author. That's why there's no contradiction. Amen. And 40 authors, 40 writers, not authors, but 40 writers. Amen. And 4,000 years. Amen. 66 books. And Brother Bobby says 66 books in the Bible, in the book of they say. Amen. He had it pretty much right. Better stay away from the book of they say. It'll get you in trouble. Amen. Just stick with the 66 and it'll get you to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. So Psalm 62, the Word of God, David writing here by the Spirit of God says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Amen. David here making it the emphasis, truly, or without doubt, or without any hesitation, he said, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. Thou, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this morning for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank you, sir, for the Word of God that is alive into our pathway and a lamp unto our feet, that is marrow to our bones. It is the very essence of that which bringeth the blood of Christ and washing and cleansing and sanctification, sir, by the Word of God. Sir, may God's your Word, God, bring find good ground this morning. May we speak as the oracle of Thee, and may you have glory, may you have honor, and may your will, Father, be done in earth even as it is in heaven. May you have all the praise, and may God, mankind, prosper in you, hallelujah, and cease in everything else, and may you have all the glory and the praise. And everybody said amen. Just for a little while this morning on one word, amen, expectation, expectation. I do believe today, amen, that we're, the church is suffering from a great lack of expectation, amen. Well, yeah, everywhere I look, I was in mission in the Sunday school this morning. The reason that people go after worldly things and the reason they go after all kind of things they shouldn't is because their desire is out of line. Amen. They are after the things that they should not be after, and they are not after what they should be after. Amen. So there, and the reason that the world does that, and it, let me just put it this way, the church, professing church will do that, is because they don't expect God to do and be what He says that He is. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If we expect something, you know what? Listen, I guarantee you that, amen, I know folks in this church planning on taking a trip. Amen. They expect to go. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't get on Facebook a lot anymore. I just get on there every now and then. When I do, I'm probably just sharing something from Tozer or whatever have you. Amen. There's a lot of trash on Facebook, and there's a few good things that I find. I like to spread that around. Amen. And so I find where somebody's preparing a vehicle for a trip. What they doing? They're expecting to go. Amen. Listen, if I expect God, amen, to do what He said He'd do, if I expect God to be the God that He is, you know what's going to happen in my life? There is going to be some expectation. Amen. What's expectation going to translate into, Brother Joe? It will translate into obedience. It will translate into preparation. Amen to God. Come on with me. I said it will translate into obedience and into preparation. Amen. If a man that you knew was very wealthy and very well off, and amen, and maybe very philanthropic, amen, were filled with a life filled with philanthropy, amen, and you knew he had, amen, made a habit of giving the folks money or whatever have you, and he walks up to you and says, hey, if you'll meet me at the bank in the morning, amen, I will see to it that you can cash a check for $10,000. Amen. Well, there's not a person in this house with expectation that they told that to that wouldn't be waiting at the bank early, amen, on that man in the morning. Amen. If you had to take off work, get it proved by your boss, if you didn't, $10,000 is worth a little bit of, amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Well, how much more? Amen. Glory to God. How much more is God promised His word? Amen to us. Amen. When God said, you know, that expectation, David said, amen, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Amen. David saying, ever truth. Amen. Well, listen, David knows something. Amen. That a lot of times we have it, if we're not careful, the enemy robs from us. Amen. David knew that you could expect from God, and God was good as His word, and God would do exactly what He said that He would do. Amen. You know why folks, amen, won't labor in the kingdom? They don't expect God to do what He said He'd do. Amen. Know why folks won't put their hand to the plow and not look back? They don't expect God, amen, to do what He said He'd do. Amen. I find it, amen, we live in a church world that more and more and increasingly, amen, folks, amen, just a little religious, that's about as far as it gets. They don't put anything to, amen, out forth any labor and any intense interest in securing the blessing of God. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. If I expect God, amen, in my mind, I can hardly ever preach on this subject. Amen. But what God don't always carry me, amen, to two men, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, that were markedly different from their counterparts. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. I can tell you that, amen, that Joshua and Caleb, amen, were not like the other ten. Amen. What's the difference between Joshua and Caleb, Brother Joe, and the rest of the crowd? They had an expectation of God. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. It will make a difference in your and my life if we expect God to do what He said. Amen. Oh, listen to where I'm going to just quickly do a little definition reading, and I'm going to move on. The word expect, amen, means to look forward to. It means to look on as likely to happen. You know what? Hey, we're almost to the age when folks are surprised when God, amen, does something. Amen. We complain about God never doing anything, but we never seem to give God the opportunity to do what He said. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If I want God to do what He said, let me set forth an open door. Let me make the provision for God to work. Amen. God said in the book of Isaiah, the Word of God says, God said, I will work. Who shall let it? Amen. That word let there means who will get forth the opportunity for God to work. Amen. You know, a lot of times when we see problems that arise, and all we see is a problem. Amen. We don't see something to expect God to do something in. Amen. All we see is a problem that's come up, and we wring our hands and, amen, try to figure some way around the mountain that the devil's racing the way. And all the while, amen, what has come up before us, we should expect God to be able to deal with whatever that it is. Amen. Come on. Amen. You know, God, all problems are God's opportunity. Impossibilities, abilities are God's opportunity to work. If we will give God the place to work in that impossibility. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, we got to admit, David understood something. He said, I can't put my trust in man. I can't put my trust in David. What did David say? Don't trust in, amen, don't trust here. He said, in wickedness, don't trust in, amen, violence. Amen, what you can get by being mean and hateful. Amen, that's what he's saying when he says, amen, that here in this time he says, trust not in oppression, but come not vain in robbery. Amen. Don't put your trust in that. Amen. Instead, if you get wealthy, don't put your trust in that. Don't have an expectation. Amen. Why? Because tomorrow it may every bit be gone. Amen. Oh, I can tell you what you can't do, though. You can put your expectation in God because He's going to be around tomorrow. Amen. And the next thing about tomorrow, He's going to be the same as He is today. And His promises, the Word of God, describing its own promises, says that the promises of God are yea and amen. To who? Not to everybody. Amen. To who? To them that believe. To them that expect. Amen. God's promise. No, Brother Joe ain't here preaching a prosperity gospel either. Amen. Anybody that knows me knows I don't preach prosperity gospel. Amen. We got enough prosperity to go around this country. What we haven't got is enough spiritual prosperity to go around. Amen. And we need a whole lot more of it. Amen. We need a whole lot more folks that will expect God to do just exactly what He said He'd do. Amen. And stand on it. Amen. So expecting that something is likely, sometimes I think Christians think it's highly unlikely to happen. I'm going to do it anyway, but I don't think God's going to do nothing. Come on. No, He ain't. You know why? Amen. What did Jesus tell His disciples? Oh, ye little faith, wherein did you doubt? Amen. A little bit of doubt just ruins everything. Amen. You know why it takes a lot of praying? Amen. Why it takes a lot of staying in that Word? Amen. To be successful in God, because we gotta, amen, we gotta pray. Amen. Every time I get in that Word, God shows me where doubt's at, shows me where, amen, things are wrong at. Amen. Things that produce doubt, things that produce unexpectation, things that produce not believing God. Amen. Then that prayer closet, you get in there, Lord. Amen. Would you deliver me from what is hindering there? Amen. Come on. We live in a time when, amen, we need some folks, amen, that know how to expect God to do something. Amen. While I'm right there, I'm going to just tell this little story. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. Listen, amen, the story was told several many years ago, it was written. Amen. It had been a big drought out in the Midwest. Amen. And it got so bad that the church decided that they was going to have a special prayer meeting for rain. Amen. A lot of farmers, almost all that church made up of farmers. Amen. And so, amen, they all appointed that time. Amen. And so they was all there and they was waiting on one old farmer. And so they looked down the road and here he comes. Amen. He's got a big old umbrella over his shoulder. He's coming to church. Amen. Amen. Most of them looked around. There wasn't no umbrellas in there. He's one man that's coming to that meeting. And he's coming with an expectation. He's come to pray for rain. Amen. He's got an umbrella with him. Amen. Because he fully expects God. Come on, Brother Joe. He expects God. Amen. My Bible said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them. Amen to God. David said, this poor man cried. Amen. David's a king. Amen. He can exact all of the riches of Israel. Amen. But he said, this poor man cried. Amen. He needed something that Israel didn't have. Amen. And David didn't have. Amen. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and came and delivered him out of all his troubles. Amen. You understand, I'm going to tell you, the church is going to have to be able to bring forth again. Amen. Listen, you may think everything's going hunky-dory, but our Brother Joe pretty much believes that we're sitting on a bubble again that's fixing to bust. And it's not going to be a pleasant thing this time around. Because they done made laws. Come on, they done made, amen, banking rules. Come on. Guess who's going to pay? It ain't going to be the big boys. It's going to be the little fellas. Amen. They done had their turn. The government took care of the big boys. Come on. Just say it like that. And even last time, the little fellas were left out for the most part. Next time, it's going to be all on the middle class. Amen. Savings. Amen. Retirements are going to disappear. Amen. If that bubble happens, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I know a God. Amen. I'm going to tell, I said, I know a God. Amen. That stands ready. Amen. I know a God that can make a raven pick up food and drop it off without tampering with it. Come on. Amen. I know a God that is able to make the meanest folks in town, amen, give to folks that are in need. Hello. I know a God that if they won't do it, he can just rain it right down out of the windows of heaven. Amen. But he's going to send it to folks who expect him. Amen. David here is making us understand something in this psalm. Amen. Here's a man that said, and David had a time when he could had a whole lot of power in the world. But David said, my expectation is not there. David made a huge mistake one time in his life. Made more than once, but one time in his life, he numbered the fighting men of Israel when God said, you don't do that. Amen. Don't matter how many folks you got, David. Amen. That can fight. How many can throw a spear? How many can wield a sword? How many can shoot by an arrow? How many can ride in a chariot? Don't make no difference how many of them you got. Amen. What makes a difference, David? Amen. Do you have me or not? Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We live in a world that is highly skeptical. Amen. They don't even believe there is a God. Amen. But a church is supposed to believe there is a God, but don't act like it most of the time. Brother B.H. Clendenin says the world, amen, gropes in the dark, amen, or partisan rebels in the dark, in the dark, and the church sleeps in the light. Come on. That's where we're at. Amen to God. Listen, God wants some folks to expect. Amen. Everywhere you look in the Word of God, and I mentioned Joshua and Caleb a while ago, amen, because these two are show forth markedly different characteristics than the rest of the crowd. Amen. God is... Hey, listen, you can say what you want to. Brother Joe didn't believe it's God's will to send them spies in there, no how. Amen. God worked in the middle of it. God don't need me to go in and try to figure out, amen, is what's going on. God already said he'd take care of things. Listen, going and spying out the land didn't change Joshua and Caleb any. Neither did it change the doubters any. Hello? It produced no purpose in the doubter and the believer. Amen. All it did is showed God showed up a bunch of folks who didn't believe with a little woman down there. Amen. Who's the Madam of Jericho had more faith in God. Come on. Than the folks who professed to be good, solid folks and believers. Why should that? She put her life on the line, her family's life on the line. Amen. Why? Because she believed that God was who He said He was. Amen. She said, remember me, God shall surely bless you, and you're going to come back. Come on. But when you do, would you remember me? Would you remember what I've done? She hung that scarlet cord. That's the type of the blood. I'm going to tell you, when God dips His love in our heart, that blood's applied. Glory to God, it makes a difference. Amen. And that scarlet cord, they said, look at here. Amen. When we come back, you just hang that cord out the window, honey. Amen. Lord of God. And we'll, amen, God will take care of everything. Brother Joe firmly believes that God tore everything in that around that city down except one section of that wall where Rahab's scarlet cords are hanging down there. Amen. Swinging in the wind. Amen. I'm telling you, they died, amen, by the hundreds. But God kept His promise. Amen. Here's a little lady, amen, that the world thought nothing of, but she had an expectation. Amen. When you read, amen, in the lineage of Christ, amen, you find that the great-great-grandmother of a man named David is Rahab. Oh, glory. My, you mean that God, yes. And another one you might find interesting is that there's a little Moabitess by the name of Ruth that God brought in. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that whosoever will, let him come drink of the water of life freely. So here's 10 folks who don't believe that God meant anything that He said. They all belong to them. Come on. They all belong to the same church. Come on. Hello? They all members of the same church. The two of them, Brother Joe's not so sure, but that ain't about what the percentages are. somewhere along in there. Hello. They have these multitudes that will show up on Sunday. But where are the folks 7 days a week? Amen. To believe God, to obey God, to labor. Where are they at? They diminish by huge amounts. Jesus touched how many lives? Yet, there's only 120 folks showed up in that upper room. Amen. You tell me, amen, that the majority is going. I want to tell you, the Bible says it's going to be the remnant. Amen. That is the ones. Listen, amen. But listen, God hadn't said you can't be a part of the remnant. Amen. That's God has left that up to you and I. I want to be one of the inspectors. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody told Brother Keith Powers, all that work and preaching you've done, amen, won't make a hardly hill of beans of difference. Amen. But he said, oh, but when the Lord comes, I want him to find where I've been a scratching and a digging. Amen. I do too. Amen. He said, because when, amen, he comes, blessed are that servant and he finds so doing. Amen. Glory to God. And so Joshua and Caleb, amen, they went marching out through the land. Amen. They don't know that God said, everywhere that you put the sole of your foot, I'll give it to you. Amen. Where is the boldness at today for folks to claim? Listen, I thought about, amen, something that Brother Clendenin said many years ago. Amen. This man was a raving at him. Amen. And I mean to tell you, he was cursing and a tearing into Brother Clendenin. And Brother Clendenin said, look here. Said, I got something to tell you, and you ain't going to like it, but said you need to listen at it. So let me tell you something. You claim that there ain't no place in this nation for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, let me break something to you, son. Amen. He said, you're standing on our property. Amen. You're breathing our gods there. Amen. Why? He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I heard him say, and old Brother Clarence said, and the Lord said that we heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen to God. So he said, that makes me part owner of the ground you standing on. Woo! Now, I know TBN take that and turn it into some kind of money factory. Amen. But I can tell you, God didn't intend it to be that. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, all the taters that's underneath. And if there ain't no taters growing, God knows how to start a crop. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. God knows how to take care of two men that I believe marched through the land, and 10 of them that I believe crawled through there on their belly. I'm not even sure they've done a whole lot of jobs spying out. I think they may have hid not far from camp. Bible don't say that. Amen. But I've never seen anybody that didn't expect an unbelievers ever get involved in a whole lot of anything and doing all the hard labor. Come on. You know, what we do says what we believe. Come on. My actions always declare my faith louder than my words. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. If I don't ever put my hand to the plow, I don't ever work for the kingdom. Amen. And work and try to bring prosper the kingdom of God and say I love Jesus. Something is wrong somewhere. There's a disconnect. Expectation. I'm going to pick my high. What time it is? Amen. Almost 12. Listen, I got to hurry. Amen. Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Hearing God's word. And when he said hearing, by the way, that wasn't just hearing the words of God read and you hear them with your little ears here. Amen. Hearing means hearing with the intention of obedience and faith being mixed. What did the word of God say? To them was the gospel preached also. Amen. But it would have it without effect because it was not mixed with faith. Amen. If I don't believe what God said, then the Word of God can be preached. I can sit in church. The preacher can preach. The Sunday school teacher can teach. But it's vanity. Don't do anything. Oh, but if I believe what God said, if I take a hold of what God said, not only can it change our life, it can change those around us in the world we live in. My. Dost thou believe, saith the Lord, thus did I believe that I will reward. Behold, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Have I not promised that, saith the Lord? Behold, have I not promised that, behold, that all your labor will not be in vain, saith the Lord? Amen. Therefore, be ye faithful, steadfast, unmoving, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in me. Behold, hast thou secured that, saith the Lord? Do you believe that I will reward? Do you believe that I will commit to my word, that I will see to it, saith the Lord, and that I will bring it to pass? To them that believe, I say unto thee, I shall surely see the evidence of that expectation in labor and in work, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Then comes the folks that say, well, I'm not saved by works. No, but folks that are saved, they do work. Come on. I told a fella a few weeks ago, amen, had just been handed that bill of goods about, amen, I'm once saved, always saved. And I said, look here. I said, it's unbiblical. Next thing is, sir. He said, let me just, amen, make something very clear. Amen. Old men, the men of old that preached that, they preached in the perseverance of the saints. They said if you didn't live right, it was evidence you didn't have anything and you was lost. And so they helped you figure out you were lost. They put you out of the church. They wasn't going to let you sit there in the assumption that you saved while you live like the devil. You know what's wrong today? Amen. They forgot about that part of it. Come on. Amen. If we saved, amen, the evidence. I told my boss on Friday, I thank God for him. Amen. He got an opportunity to teach a fellowship of Christian athletes. And so he comes in later, amen, on one day of the week and stays longer so he can go out to that school and teach those young people on the life of David. I said, I think they ought to hear it. Amen to God. I think they ought to be, amen, something be held up and Christ manifested before them. Amen. Oh, we need, amen, there's such great need, there's such great demand that is in our world today. And so, what is the word of God? Amen, boy, that old song, I believe in the 70s, my field, amen, my table is full, but my fields are empty. Who will go and work for me today? Hello? Who will put their hand to the plow and not look back? Amen, who will labor in the kingdom? Amen to God. Well, Brother Joe, I work, yeah, but you still labor in the kingdom. You see, I think we said this morning, everywhere we go, it's our mission field. Everywhere we go, God's give us somebody to tell the marvelous story. Amen. And old Goodman sung that song. We have heard the wondrous story. Amen. Believing every word, our hearts have been assured. Now, we're working in His kingdom with our eyes upon the sky, expecting any moment to hear the trumpet sound, and He'll come as no surprise. He'll, amen, glory to God, I'm going to tell you, He's going to light up that eastern sky, going to call His church out. Who's He calling, Brother Joe? The expectant. To them that look for Him, shall He appear? Come on. Now listen, that's not just a rapture call. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you living in expectation, saith the Lord? Are you living the expectation that my word will come to pass and that I will honor my word? Behold, are you living in expectation of the promises? And behold, of the promise gathering unto myself. Are you living in expectation of a rapture, saith the Lord, and of a gathering? Are you living in expectation that I have gone to prepare a place for you, saith the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Well, got too much to preach. I don't have to close. God come to Noah. And He said, the sins of mankind have come up before me, and man are wicked, their thoughts are evil continually. And anybody that tries to make the case that we're not living in a day like Noah today, somebody's mistaken. They're willingly ignorant. Amen. We are living in that time where wickedness is just a prevailing factor. I've seen, Brother Joseph, here you're meddling now, this so-called popular rapper, Brother Joe ain't never had a whole lot for rapping. call it musical talent, whatever. People can have their own opinion about that. Amen. But he used to be associated with evangelicals. Now, because they didn't get involved with Black Lives Matters and all the other stuff, he's disassociated himself. I said, well, he's associated himself with the wrong thing to start with. Come on. I said, what he ought to have been associated with, what everybody else should have been associated with, and that's Christ. Hello? Listen, come on, you can't, amen, because, amen, everybody supposedly in your organization ain't out there with Black Lives Matters creating a ruckus. If you get aggravated and go separate, well, you was running around with them for the wrong reason to start with. Furthermore, why get so involved? Let him go where he wants to. Amen, God's going to still take care of business. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. By the Apostle Paul writes to that young preacher Timothy. Amen. And he begins to outline the, amen, the day and the age and the, what we see in that age. He said, nevertheless, amen, out of all this stuff that's going on, out of all the ruckus and out of all the evil, the kingdom of heaven, God standeth sure. In other words, don't let all this make you think that my kingdom's not going to be secure, son. The kingdom of God standeth sure. Amen. And the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. You see, Brother Joe ain't here to build the independent, amen, or the Church of God, or the Church of, amen, the Assemblies of God, or the, amen, the Free Wells, and the, amen, and the Baptists, and the Methodists, and the Press. No, we're here for the kingdom. Ain't but one, God ain't got but one kingdom. Come on, there's one God, one Lord, one baptism. Amen. One God in us all, over us all. Come on. If we don't labor for that purpose alone, I get caught up laboring for earthly things, I'm going to wind up with earthly ability. It's all going to become vanity and vexation of spirit. All earthly organizations of men, amen, will fail sooner or later. Amen. I don't believe it. Take a look around you and see what we have today. We have organizations that were started by godly men. Come on. You can't tell me the Methodists were not started by godly men. If you've ever done a study of the life, amen, John Wesley and Francis Ashbery, you know that they were godly men. But look at where they have arrived at today. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. They'll fail. You know what got wrong? I'm going to tell you what went wrong. Amen. They quit following God. Amen, and went to following men. Amen. I can tell you, man, amen, that started those organizations. And by the way, John Wesley never was a Methodist. He was of Church of England till he died. But he did start the Methodist movement. Amen. But here's a man that's up at 3 in the morning. Woo! He's laboring. About 5 in the morning, he's preaching to a bunch of miners that nobody thought was worth anything. 5,000 of them in the mines. John Wesley standing there preaching to them boys. Amen. Before they, amen, the sun's ever come up. Where's the zeal of this generation? Where's it at? Where's the expectation? Anybody got to ask why we don't have, amen, a move of God? Because there is no hunger. There is no expectation. We go, come on with me. We got that TV and crowd and all this modern, amen, whatever you want to call it, that says there, in the, oh, God's a moving. And you go to look at that mess, and it looks like a bunch of filth. Come on. Listen, God's not into the partying business. You got Brother Joe figured out on that? I said, going to heaven and being a Christian is not a hoopla. Amen. It's a call to battle. It's a call to war. Amen. God has delivered me from the curse of sin. I couldn't deliver myself. I couldn't break the chains. But He's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. He hadn't. I thought, I love Tozier. Tozer said, God has, amen, sent Christ, amen, to deliver us from our sin, not in our sin, or while we sin. Amen. Come on. He come to set the captive free, not to just tell everybody they was free while they're still walking around in chains. You know what hucksters do? They lie. About like that emperor, amen, didn't have no clothes on. He's listening to that little guy, shyster. Amen. It took a youngin' to get him out of his stupor. Out of the mouth of babes, the Word of God says, shall he perfect praise? Amen to God. Mama, the emperor's naked. Somebody needs to stand up and tell a few of these folks, you naked. Come on. God wants us to expect. What God want me to expect? He wants me to expect that Word. Everybody knows Brother Joe knows I'm a pretty firm King James Bible believer. Amen. I've done too much studying that shows otherwise. I don't want to be buying somebody else's lie. Amen. Be diligent. Study the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved. Amen. Paul writes to Timothy. He didn't say approved unto me. He didn't say approved unto the Pharisees. He didn't say approved unto the Judaizers. Approved unto God. Who, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Who's that? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Labor. Don't let nobody, amen, Timothy, don't call you young. Don't let nobody bother you about that. Don't be arrogant. Don't be hateful. Don't be boastful, but don't let somebody say, you too young to obey God. Come on. You honor the elders, but most of all, you honor God. Hello? You honor God. God said, Noah, the destruction of all mankind has come up before me. I'm fixing the clothes right here. It ain't never rained. Ain't never been a drop of rain in this world. Everything's been watered from beneath. God's found a man that would believe Him. A man that the Word of God says when he was 500 years of age, he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Triplets were born to Noah in his 500th year. Amen. God said He numbered that time to 120 years, yet will I strive with man. But He shortened those days to 100 years and 2 months and 17 days. That's a pretty good bit of shortening. That's about 1/6 of the time, amen, that God said they had, God cut off. We live in the time when I believe God's going to shorten the days. Amen. The time for the elect's sake. Amen. Behold, in my appointed time, saith the Lord, did I not return? And behold, when I came, did I not find an ark built exactly as I had given instruction? Behold, my commandment had been obeyed because my servant walked in expectation of me performing my word. And behold, did I not put my servant in that ark, shut that door, saith the Lord, and deliver the ultimatum and the promise that I had promised him? Was not the earth destroyed by water? Behold, I say unto thee, to them expect of me, that I have promised that I will gather mine elect, and that I, with the shout of the archangel, with the voice of triumph, will call my church out. To them that live in that expectation, shall they not hear that cry? Shall they not hear that trumpet? And shall they not rise to meet me in the air, saith the Lord? Listen, closing right here. It pays to expect God. It only pays in the eternity. It pays in the now. If you're going to receive anything from God, you've got to expect it. Listen, and I've got to make one thing clear right here. God, and I underline the scripture, and the Word of God, I believe it's in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. If we ask anything according to His will, and that right there is the pair. Listen, our expectation is not because that we are worthy or we have earned, but my expectation is because I have submitted myself to God and God has promised. Amen. And I'm simply not calling God a liar, but I'm believing God to be the truth. Not because God owes me anything, because it's all been God. If God don't deliver us, we can't be delivered. How can we be pure if God don't wash us? It's impossible. I can go and work and do all I want to do in the kingdom of God, but if God don't work with me, it ain't going to come to anything at all. Because why? I want to be a person witnessing something that I don't have, about a changed life that I don't have. Come on. You see, I said a while ago that actions always speak louder than words. The proof's in the pudding. Amen. Everything, all the glory belongs to God. But for me not to expect God to do what He said is for me to consider God a liar. And what does the Word of God say? That every man, that's what's this one, let God be the truth and every man a liar. That's the way it is. Amen. God cannot lie. He's the bearer of the truth. He is the truth. Amen. The Word of God says concerning Jesus that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Amen. So let me expect. Let's just close in prayer. Father, I thank You. Thank You, sir, this morning. Thank You, Lord, for the promises. Ooh, Lord, for the examples in Your Word. God, throughout time, You have showed us that You are our faithful God. Lord, in Abraham's day, when he went to offer Isaac, he put his trust in You, declared unto his servants, we go to worship and we shall return. And behold, Lord, You manifested. And He called that place Jehovah Jireh, the God that will see to it. And Abraham's expectation is honored. You brought to pass Your sacrifice, Your lamb, sir. Amen. You laid a price, a ram in the bushes in Abraham's day, and a lamb of God for the sins of mankind. Sir, may You have honor and glory. May we be Your servants, and may we expect, God, all that You declare unto us. And may we honor that expectation in faith and obedience unto You. Let's just close in prayer in an altar this morning, this afternoon, whatever it is. Amen. The world stands in great need today. The world stands in grave need of God's people to expect God. Amen. Missionaries are supposed to go to foreign countries because God's called them, number one, and because they expect God to work when they obey Him. Amen. If that don't happen, where then is the hope for humanity? Evangelists and preachers and teachers all are to go and to teach and to preach. Amen. Because God has called them, number one, and because, number two, they already expect God, amen, to prosper the work. And to do. Listen, God can send us. We go with the message. We can't even bear the message properly unless God helps us. Amen. Unless God speaks through us. Amen. And next second of all, nobody can be saved outside of the working of the Spirit of God and God bringing His Word to pass and honoring His Word. Amen. So we must go in expectation. We go expecting God to do what He said. Everything that we do, everything that is of faith, amen, outside of faith is sin. Everything that walks and works outside of expecting God is sin. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. If I don't expect God, how can I ever have any hope? Amen. I expect God to send Jesus at the appointed time. Amen. And set the lips, a trumpet to the lips of Gabriel and call His church out of here. I also expect God, amen, to do what He said He'd do in His Word until then. Amen, until that time. Amen, I'm going to live in expectation. And that expectation will culminate one day. Amen, in a rapture. Amen, if God comes before we make the grave. If He don't, that expectation will culminate. Amen, in arriving. Amen, on the streets of that city. And expecting being a change for my body. Amen. Glory to God that He could have asked us one day. Woo! Glory to God that He's going to call that old body out of that grave. Going to transform it in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Amen to God. I expect it. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Old Job said, I'm looking for it. I'm expecting my change. Amen to God. Woo! I'm going to see Him face to face one day. And I'm expecting God to do what He said He'd do. Amen. Glory to God. Job said, when I'm tried, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. His word about His way, if I kept His word, I kept His way, I would not decline. My foot is not turned out of the way. I'm expecting God. I'm expecting God. Amen. We can go through everywhere you look in the Word of God, the successful, the ones that changed the world, the ones that made a difference, were those that expected God to do what He said. All the rest, amen, their story is written as failures. If it's written at all, amen to God, the righteous God will not forget. Amen. Mary comes to where Jesus is at the home of Simon the leper. And there she comes in. She bathes His feet in her tears. She wipes them feet dry with her hair. She anoints Him with that box of alabaster. Amen, glory to God. And Jesus said, everywhere that this gospel is preached, this shall be told for a memorial unto her. Amen. She hath done what she could. She's an expectant woman. Amen. She expects God. God had done so much for her. Amen, glory to God. that she walks in obedience. She lives in infamy. Amen. Because, amen, she lived with expectation in her day. And she lived in obedience. Amen to God. We can, amen. God is a God that is a faithful God. And He will have a faithful, expectant people. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let the devil will come and try to steal your expectation. If the devil can rob you of that, he can rob you of everything God has for you. Don't allow the devil to rob you. Amen. Don't let him have it. Most of what we wrestle against, the Word of God says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and high places. We wrestle against an enemy that you can't see, but one that is real. One that is real. And one that seeks what the Word of God says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. Glory to God.